Greetings, lifelong Bundesliga fans. We're giving money back as cash on all markets if Dortmund beat Wolfsburg on Saturday. Ja, Samstag. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ bgamblerware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm Mark Langdon. Joining me today, we've got my colleague James Mason and also Paddy Powers, Jason Murphy. We'll be going through all of the Bundesliga matches and also focusing a little bit on Tuesday night's humdinger, Borussia Dortmund against Bayern Munich. But that's all to come. Regular listeners will know all about Jace the Ace. But James, this is your postcast debut. So I thought we'd do a couple of quick fire questions just to help the listeners sort of understand a little bit more about you, if that's okay.
That's quite all right.
Okay, well, we'll start with a nice easy one. Who do you support?
Unfortunately, Newcastle United, although potentially good times for us.
Yeah, it could well be. So are you a Steve Bruce in or Steve Bruce out, man, once the takeover happens?
Probably a Steve Bruce out. I was never really a Steve Bruce in to begin with, to be quite honest. I'm one of those who, I haven't protested on the streets, but I'm against Mike Ashley and really supporting Newcastle this season. So once Ashley goes, I can get back to supporting my club again.
Okay, well, outside of hating Mike Ashley, what would be your favourite hobby?
Golf's probably the biggest one. Very, very, very keen at that. Handicap of 8. So I'm getting there with it.
Oh, okay, solid player. Favourite TV programme or series?
I'd probably say, it sounds a normal one, but Game of Thrones has to be up there. Obviously, it's not on anymore, but that was a massive one when I was watching it.
Oh, I can't stand that. In terms of takeaway, if you were having sort of your favourite takeaway tonight, what would it be?
Probably have to be Indian. I mean, started off pretty low when I was younger, you know, a korma, then realised as I got older that a korma is futile and there's no point in it. So just slowly went my way up through the spices. So it'd be like a Jalfrezi, something like that.
Okay. And what would you wash that down with? What's your favourite alcoholic beverage?
Well, there is a couple. There's probably Doom Bar, or what I've found out the past few weeks actually was something called Waggle Dance, which is like a honey ale.
Blimey, that just sounds like something you might throw shapes after 10 pints of Stella or something rather than an alcoholic beverage. But okay. Well, then, listeners, you can either, I don't know if that makes you more confident in James's selections that he's about to produce or less. I'll leave that up to yourself. Jason, how have you been keeping?
Yeah, I've been keeping well, Mark. So normally we'd have a bit of a quiet period after, if you know, the Euros, if they had gone ahead in the summer. So a few projects we would have been doing then, we've kind of brought forward and did it. But delighted now that, you know, there's some high-level football back, some world-class players on show. And yeah, it was a real treat last week. It was a bit of a novelty factor. It's probably better than what it will be after watching it for a couple of weeks. But, you know, some football behind closed doors is better than no football at all.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of getting down to the serious business, I'll stick with you, Jason, actually, just on you mentioned there about the behind closed doors. So from an odds compiler point of view, how does that sort of affect particularly home advantage? So, how much are you kind of knocking off home advantage, if you like, for these matches?
Yeah, it's a great question, and if you can come up with the answer to it, there's definitely a lot of money to be made. Now, I have a personal opinion on it, but there was an interesting study that I seen there during the week that kind of looked at about 200 games that have been played behind closed doors over the last couple of years. And in this study, they were saying home advantage, it was about 0.3 of a goal less than average. But when they counted for the difference in strengths between the teams, they didn't see that actually hold true. But going by that study, I'd imagine it's probably allowing 25% of normal home advantage. And looking at market prices last week, now my Bundesliga ratings wouldn't be as good as Premier League or La Liga, but based off my ratings, I think the market was still giving about 30 or 40% of a normal home advantage. Now, to me, that was too much. I won't give you the figure, the exact figure I have, but I have home advantage being a lot less behind closed doors. I did a couple of bets. Laid all the home teams, almost clicked Dortmund, let me down. It was a 80-1 shot. The father normally gives me a show every Saturday looking for, you know, a double or a treble. That's about 5-1, 10-1 shot. So I picked the right three teams for him to lay anyway, and he had his fiver on there at 8-1, and he was delighted to get a win with that. So it's great just to have a bit of football back just for those kind of bets. But like I said, home advantage is really interesting. And I think, you know, with Serie A and the league and Premier League comes back, we will actually get a decent, genuine sample size there. And you'll be able to tell exactly if you have a really good set of ratings post what happened with the lockdown, or pre-lockdown, if you have a good set of ratings from then that you can use now post-lockdown, you'll really, really be able to figure out what the market makes of home advantage. And I don't think the market itself has figured it out. And like I said, that creates opportunities for definitely finding value bets out there.
I think it's a fascinating debate. I see Sean Ingle in The Guardian did a piece, either for The Guardian or The Observer. I saw it on The Guardian website, where he just looked at the Saturday matches, and the foul count was down in terms of, it's usually the away team that gets sort of more fouls given against them and more yellow cards given against them. Now, it's a tiny, tiny sample size, and Sean likes a bet and likes a stat. So, I mean, he'll know as well as anyone that it's a really small sample size. But from that particular kind of little study, he found that, you know, maybe referees were giving more fouls against home teams, which obviously, you know, no roar of the crowd and stuff like that. So it is, it's really, really fascinating, I think, from a betting point of view, how it all works out. James, in terms of the results, was there anything that caught your eye in terms of what you learned at the last weekend?
I was a little bit surprised with Hoffenheim losing 3-0 at home against Hertha Berlin. I thought that was quite a surprise result. I don't know. I mean, Hoffenheim had been a bit strange. Obviously, before football went away for a couple of months, there was the whole protest against the Hoffenheim owner, wasn't there? There was kind of a dark cloud hanging over them. And they were in a bad run of form at that time anyway. So whether that's just carried on, I'm not really too sure. But that 3-0 victory was a bit of a surprise for me, to be honest. And even though I expected Dortmund to win against Schalke, I didn't expect Schalke to be so poor. To get absolutely thumped 4-0 in the Riva derby, I thought was a really disappointing showing from David Wagner's men. And I think Schalke have got a little bit of work to do if they want to try and potentially get in the European positions by the end of the season.
I think it's one of the most interesting bits that we're going to come to. You mentioned there, James, about the the fight for European spots. The one thing I can see myself taking on a lot of these teams in mid-table between now and the end of the season. I always think that maybe having nothing to play for is overstated in the market. But I just wonder, with no fans there, whether it just becomes a little bit easier to switch off and maybe chuck it in. You know, if you are a couple of goals down, I'm looking at Schalke, for instance, who, of course, there was that famous comeback they once managed against Dortmund from 4-0 down. I just wonder, Jason, whether you agree, whether there might just be a bit of an ease down factor from some of these mid-table teams.
Yeah, we've a couple of specials up for this period, you know, from May 16th to June 27th. So like the 8 or 9 games that are going to be played off in this period, such as teams to go unbeaten in that period or teams to score most goals. And when you're pricing it up, you know, you can't just price it up based off all teams being fully motivated come the last true 4 rounds of fixtures. You have to take that into consideration. And just going back to the prices from last weekend as well, another factor for odds compilers to look at is rustiness as well. I thought a lot of the teams were rusty, and therefore the stronger teams were probably, it was a bit more of a level playing field. Like it was worse than a pre-season. At least in pre-season, you would have got some 11 against 11 friendly matches, but they didn't even have that coming into last weekend. So definitely match sharpness is a big factor too. So like it's really, really interesting, really enjoyable trying to price it up, and all these factors you're trying to put in behind closed doors, allowing for rustiness, and then motivation is going to become a big factor as well as the season progresses and it starts to shake out and you see the teams that have nothing to play for. In terms of talking about just the fouls there, our booking expectancies from last weekend, we had a look just to see how it actually played out in the matches. It, again, a very small sample size, but based on our booking expectancies pre-match, in five of the matches, it actually came in on the unders and three on the overs. But again, really small sample size. But again, another kind of factor to consider as this progresses. It's really, really interesting, just the dynamics of it. I mean, I've never played in front of 40,000 or 50,000. I've never reffed in front of 40,000 or 50,000. You know, only players and referees can tell you how much that actually affects them. And like I said, it's just a fascinating watch, and really looking forward to seeing some more comebacks, such as the Liga, Premier League or Serie A, when it's safe to do so.
Okay, well, one of the biggest games in the Bundesliga comes on Friday night. It's the Berlin derby, Hertha against Union. It's 7:30 kickoff, live on BT Sport. Jason, can you give us the prices for this game, please? And also your opinion on where you think the value is.
Yeah, so we've Hertha 13-10, the draw 23-10, and Union Berlin 2-1. Hertha have been drifted a little bit. They were about 11-10 earlier in the week, and again, that might be the market correcting a bit for overestimating home advantage earlier in the week. I know we alluded to it about Hoffenheim and Hertha from last week, but I thought Hoffenheim were actually decent in the game, and I think, you know, the XG will probably tell the story there. Like, Hertha won 3-0, but they lost the XG 2.79 to 1.55. I mean, it was 0-0 at halftime, and Hertha Berlin actually, you know, the kind of did a bit of a smash and grab, I think, to win it. I think Hoffenheim had better chances in the first half, so it was a great result for Hertha, and they have a new manager in there as well at the moment, and it's really interesting. Lubadia is his name, and he's a bit of a Sam Allardyce, maybe. He kept Habenburg and Wolfsburg up in relegation playoffs, kind of came in to do a bit of a firefighting job for those teams, and probably doing likewise for Hertha here. It's their fourth manager this season. And he made a big call last week that I was really interested in. Ibisev was started ahead of Piatek, and I think that was a big call, like, you know, Piatek coming in from AC Milan, but Ibisic has done the job for them before, scoring a couple of goals last season as well. So I think Hertha Berlin, I wouldn't read too much into that 3-0 defeat last week, and I'd be looking to side with them in this game. If the price continues to drift another bit, I'd maybe get involved. It was up to 11-8. If it got to 64, you know, maybe have a look then. But in terms of a bet for the game, I'd definitely be looking at Kuna. He scored 3 goals in his last 3 games. The goal last week was really good against the tired defence. He only turns 21 next week. He's Brazilian. They got him from Leipzig recently. So he's really looks in form. He's 6-1 for first goal scorer, if you fancy it. But he's also averaged over 2 shots on target per game for his last 3 games. So anything odds against on that, you could definitely have a look at as well.
Okay, and James, in terms of the table, Hertha 1 point and 1 place above Union in the table. Do you think it'll be as tight as that, or have you got a fancy in terms of who can run out decisive winners?
Not really decisive. I think it will be a tight game. I'm probably swaying more towards Hertha to get the victory, just because obviously they came off the back of that 3-0 win over Hoffenheim. You know, it's a good restart for them, a bit of momentum they're coming into it with. And, you know, Union, we mentioned before, they had a 2-0 defeat to Bayern Munich. Yes, it's Bayern, but I don't know about Union at the moment. They seem as if, you know, it's a fantastic season for them at the moment. They're still in, potentially getting sucked into that relegation playoff position. And whether they've got the firepower is the issue for me with Union Berlin, to be fair. Only 32 goals they've scored this season. So for me, it's fine in the back of the net, but with regularity. And I just don't think they've probably got enough to get the better here. So it's why I'm edging towards the home side, probably to pick up the win.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for Hertha as well. I mean, you know, they have only had 3 defeats in their last 13, Hertha, and one of those was against Bayern Munich. They throw in some absolute stinkers at times. We've seen them, you know, just be on the end of some thrashings, which we've seen, particularly when Klinsmann was in charge. I mean, I thought that was a terrible appointment. Labbadia probably, you know, more suited, I think, to this role, but they have got some good players. You know, Jason mentioned Cunha, but Boyata at the back, Gric in midfield, on loan from Liverpool. Piontek is only good enough at the moment to get on the bench as well. So, I mean, I think that if one team's going to struggle in terms of the whole Bundesliga playing in front of these empty stadiums, it might be Union, because they're a team that really does get pumped up at home. You know, it's a big deal for them to be in the Bundesliga. It was a flat performance last week, albeit against Bayern Munich. And I just wonder if the lack of atmosphere could actually hurt them more than it would hurt her, who don't really generate that much of a great atmosphere at home. Anyway, really, it's been a disappointing last few years for them. But a good opportunity to get a derby victory, as far as I'm concerned. Coming next, we've got all the Saturday matches, including Wolfsburg against Dortmund.
Greetings, lifelong Bundesliga fans. We're giving money back as cash on all markets if Dortmund beat Wolfsburg on Saturday. Ja, Samstag. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. Begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post football postcast. I'm Mark Langdon, and joining me, you've got my colleague James Mason, also from Paddy Power, their supreme odds compiler, Jason Murphy. Next game up, it's the real big one, I think, on Saturday, Wolfsburg against Dortmund. Jason, some prices, please, and also your best bet for this game.
Yeah, so Wolfsburg 7-2, the draw 3-1, and Dortmund 4-6. We've money back special on this as well. So if Dortmund win the game, it's money back on all markets. Usual terms and conditions apply, but it's a good thing to keep in mind. And I'll give you a bet that might suit that as well. In terms of the game itself, you know, Dortmund very good last week against Schalke. It was playing for all to see. Wolfsburg, kind of interesting. I didn't think they were great against Augsburg. They did get a late winner to nick it. Under Glasner, he came in from LSK Linz in the summer there, and he's kind of playing a really kind of open attack-minded 3-4-3, but this has led to some heavy defeats for them, including a 3-0 defeat against Dortmund. They lost 6-1 against Leipzig previously as well. So taking that into consideration, I've kind of looking at Dortmund in the handicap markets. Dortmund themselves, in 8 of their last 10 games, have actually beaten the -1 handicap. So you can get on that at 15-8. I wouldn't go any bigger because they do have the game against Bayern on Tuesday. So like I say, if they're 2-0 up, you know, we could see a few changes. There's no need to go pushing any higher for a bigger win than that. So I think that would be my main bet, would be Dortmund, 15-8 at -1 handicap. But just with the free bet in play, Weghorst, who was suspended last week for that game against Augsburg, he's back for this. In the 7 of the last 8 games he's scored in, he's been the first player to score for Wolfsburg. He's 5-1 there in the first goal scorer market. So you could throw a tenner on that. If he scores, then happy days. But if he doesn't, it's likely Haaland has probably done the business for Dortmund and won the game, and you'll get your money back on that. So I think it'll be a good watch. It's always good to watch Dortmund, especially with the players they have on show. But I think 15-8 -1 is a really, really good bet.
No, that was, you just mentioned the most sickening moment of Saturday was when I was on Augsburg plus a quarter goal Asian handicap, and Wolfsburg nicked it in the 92nd minute. It was on the Google chat with a mate who went, yes, Augsburg 2-1. And then he forgot about VAR, which ruled out the goal. And then about 10 minutes later or whatever it was, Wolfsburg nicked the last minute winner. And I thought to myself, great to have football back. I've not had that feeling of disappointment for at least a couple of months. Jason really fancies Dortmund to go on and win this game. Are you in the Dortmund camp as well?
Yeah, I am in the Dortmund camp, to be quite honest. A little bit different in terms of probably a Dortmund win and throw in probably Erling Braut Haaland to score the first goal. I think that would bump up the price, bump up the odds a little bit for you. You just look at Dortmund at the moment and, you know, returning to form, you know, it's like they haven't really been away. The one thing that we know Dortmund are good at this season and previous seasons was scoring goals. And, you know, that is on show with the talent they've got in the squad. But interestingly for me is actually their defence has been very impressive in the Bundesliga in the last few games. Now, 4 clean sheets from the last 5 league matches shows that they are starting to tighten up at the back a little bit, which, you know, that was their Achilles heel last season. They were giving away leads. You know, last season the bet was Dortmund to win and both teams to score. That was the staple bet, really. But the fact that they're starting to tighten up at the back, I think, is a really good sign for them. So I would expect them to have too much for a Wolfsburg side. You mentioned there that they, you know, Sikkerin scored a last-minute goal to win against Augsburg. I didn't think they were that impressive in that one. And also the fact that Augsburg had a goal chalked off. So I think that was maybe a little bit of luck for Wolfsburg in that game on their return. I can't really look past Dortmund, to be honest, to win this one.
I'm not as confident as you two. I have to say, I mean, they've won 8 of their last 9 matches, Dortmund. But, I mean, if you look at... It all depends, I suppose, what is home advantage anymore. But, you know, Leipzig could only get a draw at Wolfsburg earlier on this season. They beat Gladbach, a decent side as well. I'm not desperate to lay Borussia Dortmund in this game, but I'm not sort of gunning to sort of put them in Acker's either. And I wonder if maybe Vercors to score might just be a better way of me being able to kind of get with Wolfsburg in a way that means if they can't deal with Haaland and co, it could still be on to a winner. Now, it's a difficult choice at 2:30 for punters, because Wolfsburg Dortmund should be a belter, but I've got a feeling that Gladbach Leverkusen could be actually the game of the day. Jason, I don't know if you've got top four prices as well, because this is very much in terms of the race for the top four, a massive game, because Gladbach are in third at the moment. They're on 52 points. Leverkusen are in fifth spot. They're on 50. So, you know, it could be a decisive moment, really, in the race for Champions League. So if you have got the top four to hand, we'll take that. But if not, just your 90-minute prices for what should be an absolute belter.
Yeah, it should be a belter. The top four mark itself, we'll assume that Bayern Munich, Dortmund and Leipzig finish in the top four. Leipzig 1-50 there. But we've Gladbach at 2-5, best price available, and we're 6-5 on Leverkusen. A couple of outsiders, Wolfsburg, Schalke, unlikely to close the gap there. Now, there was 11-8 available on Leverkusen last week, and it's still available there now. I think there's a bit of value in that. And I'd agree with you, Mark. I mean, it is a tough choice, I have to, but 100%, this will be the game that I'm going to be watching. Gladbach are 11-8 at the moment. The draw is 13-5. And Leverkusen is 7-4, which maybe is a little big. Maybe a little big. Not my biggest, strongest fancy of the weekend, but maybe a little big at 7-4. But like we've alluded to, they're two really, really good teams. Got off to a great start last week. Leverkusen, you know, bet Bremen 4-1. Gladbach probably should have bet Frankfurt 4-1, only for unbelievable goal line clearance by the centre back there in the last 10 minutes for Frankfurt. Two really good managers, like Marco Rose, you know, he's come in from Salzburg, he's won 2 titles there. And then Peter Boss got to Europa League final with Ajax, lost it to United, and then Dortmund came in and paid 5 million to release him and get him there. But he only lasted 6 months at Dortmund, so he's really rebuilding himself here at Leverkusen. And like I said, it is a little bit bunched at the top of the table. And if you consider that Dortmund or Bayern or possibly both are going to drop points next Tuesday, if either team can win this, they will deserve to be in the title conversation for at least another week or two. Very unlikely for it to happen. But even more important for the clubs in the short term is that top four battle. And this is a massive 6-pointer in terms of that. If you're looking for a bet in the goal scoring markets, probably Kai Havertz is the obvious name to go for Leverkusen. Since their main striker Ballon got injured in February, Havertz has moved from kind of that behind the striker to playing a striker. He got 2 goals during the week. He'd be 13-2 first goal scorer for this game. Probably worth looking the shot on target market as well. If you want to go with Gladbach, there is Rami Besabini. He's left back, but he's got 5 goals this season, and he's actually their penalty taker now as well. He's 2-2 on penalties. You could possibly have a look at him in the goal markets. For me, though, like I said, the 7-4 is possibly a little big on Leverkusen, but no real strong bets in this. Just really looking forward to watching a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Havertz, they're calling him the new Michael Ballack. Those headers were kind of Ballack-esque, I suppose. James, have you got a fancy in this game in terms of who you think is going to win, or a different angle that the punters can look at?
I'm firmly sat on the fence when it comes to picking a winner in this one. I can't separate them, to be quite honest. I mean, 2 points in 2 places is all that separates these two in the league, which shows how close they have been. I'm probably looking at the goals market. You know, I think, like everyone, that this will be arguably the most entertaining game of the weekend. But both of these are very, very good in the final third. I mean, Mönchengladbach, they've scored 52 times, so fourth in the division scoring charts. And Bayer, they're just behind them in fifth, you know, netted 49 times. So to be quite honest, I think this one will be full of goals. I just can't pick a winner, though. I think I look at them and it could go either way. I think it's represented in the odds a little bit as well. I don't think home advantage will have much of a say in this one either. So I just think it's two teams that are boasting a lot of talent. I mentioned there, obviously, Kai Havertz, who was in fantastic form at the moment. Of course, Alassane Player as well, who scored, it was, I think it was about 30, 40 seconds into the game against Frankfurt last weekend. So he's a man that's doing well for them as well. The France international, so like I said, I just can't look past goals in this one, to be quite honest, which is why I am sitting firmly on the fence. I'm not picking a winner. I'm not sticking my neck out that much.
Yeah, I'm going to go for over 2.5 and both teams to score as well, really. It just feels like an obvious kind of play. It's copped in 7 of Gladbach's last 8 games. You know, in terms of Leverkusen, they've won 8 of their last 10. They've got a lot of quality in the final third. It should be, I think, a really good game. And just to back up really what Jason was saying about Bayer Leverkusen, if you have a look, I mean, this is a team that's done really well against the biggest teams this season. You know, they've won away at Bayern Munich, they've beaten Dortmund at home, they've drawn twice against Leipzig. They're still going strong in the Europa League and might even be a bet in the Europa League if they can ever get it on again. Right, on to the next game. Probably not going to be quite as exciting, but still hopefully some bets to be had. It's Freiburg against Werder Bremen. And this time, James, I'll come to you first. Have you got a fancy in this one?
Yeah, I think I'm edging towards Freiburg for this one, to be quite honest. And I mentioned before about this European battle. Freiburg, you could say when you look at the table, they're one of about 5 teams, I think, that are still in the hunt for that final Europa League position. They almost pulled off a shock victory last weekend, of course, with the 1-1 at title chase in RB Leipzig. I do worry a little bit in terms of that, because Leipzig had 20-plus shots. And I think if, you know, it hadn't been over a 2-month break, that Freiburg on another day would have got absolutely pumped in that game. But it shows they've got a little bit of, you know, grit and determination steel about them to, you know, to hold on for the share of the spoils. And they were unlucky not to get the 3 points in that game, in terms of they scored one late on and it was only given offside. And it was the most marginal of offside as well that I've seen. That's when I just put my head in my hands again and thought, not another one of these VAR things that have come in. It was just ridiculous.
It was. I mean, in terms of missing, you're not missing the feeling of having a last minute goal against you. That kind of that 2-minute debate on whether it was offside and what phase of play, and we won't sort of wander too far into VAR, because I'd rather have football and VAR than nothing at the moment. Jason, Freiburg for you, and what are your prices on this game?
Yeah, Freiburg are 11-10. The draw 5-2. Werder Bremen 21-10. Freiburg, I think, are a little bit short. They were as big as 11-8 on Sunday, so they have shortened in a bit. But last Saturday I watched Dortmund there for the first half and looked done and dusted at halftime. So I watched Leipzig, Freiburg in the second half. And as James alluded to, like, Leipzig, plenty of shots. If you have a look at the XG, is really, really interesting. Leipzig really should be winning that game 9 times out of 10 at least. But in real time, I thought it was offside the goal, and I think the right decision was arrived at. But for me, yeah, I think Freiburg are just too short. Werder Bremen, a really tough season. It's a young squad. It's an inexperienced manager as well, like Florian Kohfeldt. He's only 37. He kind of came up through the club, through the youth teams and stuff to get the job. But away from home, out of the 18 points, they have got 13 of their total 18 points, you know, they've gotten away from home, Werder Bremen. And like I say, Freiburg probably just gone a bit short. So for me, I'm going to do a little lack of over the weekend, looking to lay some of the home teams. So I'm going to put Bremen in at +1 at 4-6. It'll be one for my ACA anyway.
I mean, Bremen were absolutely stunk the place out on Monday against Leverkusen. They've lost 12 of their last 15 matches. But I think Freiburg might be another one of them teams where just the energy of the home crowd might sort of impact on them. It's a difficult place to go, and I just wonder about them playing in an empty stadium. But for a bet, I was looking at maybe Pettersson to score. He got 2 in the reverse fixture. He hasn't got a goal in 8, but I just wonder with the Freiburg forward whether returning against these former club might just be what kind of breaks the duck into, or ends the goal drought at least. And also, if you're looking for sort of stat-based bets in this game, Bremen absolutely terrible when it comes to defending crosses, as we saw on Monday night with 3 goals scored from headers. They're up to 14 goals conceded now in terms of headers in the Bundesliga. And also, if you're betting this one in play, Bremen have scored the first goal in 13 of their matches this season, which for a team that's won from bottom in the league and looking like they're going down is a really high statistic, but they can't hold on to advantages. So if they score first, that might be the best time to get involved with Freiburg. I'm going to put Pettersson Small as a goal scorer bet. Next up, and the last of the 2:30 matches, Paderborn against Hoffenheim. Jason, some prices and your thoughts, please.
Yeah, Paderborn 9-4 to draw 13-5, and Hoffenheim even money. Paderborn, bottom of the table, probably had their chance last week to close the gap to Dusseldorf. Fortunate enough, the woodwork was hit twice by Fortuna, but then did a massive chance at the end. Of Jedi, in about the 86th minute, he connects with it about 6 yards out, but doesn't get it on target. If they had won that game, they closed the gap to Fortuna to about 3 points, but now I think it's too big a gap, and they're going down, they're well odds on to go down now, and they've only picked up 2 points now in 9 games as a stand. So for me, I'd probably be looking to side with Hoffenheim at even monies. Like I alluded to, we spoke about earlier, I think the 3-0 against Hertha wasn't a 3-0. Baumgartner had a massive chance in the first half there that I think if Hoffenheim go a goal up, they'll probably win the game. And their manager Schröder alluded to it, like you said, there was just small details, a bit of lack of concentration, a bit of lack of quality in the big moments in the box that kind of cost Hoffenheim against Hertha. So for me, even money's, it's probably a decent bet on Hoffenheim. They won the reverse fixture 3-0 in November as well. It was 3-0 after 25 minutes. So I'd be quite happy to back that at that price.
So what you're saying, Jason, is that Boss Schröder wants his team to be shrewder around the penalty box. I think I would be, if Kramaric is doubtful, I think if Kramaric plays, then I'm in the Hoffenheim camp for sure. If you want to bump up the price for Hoffenheim, 9 times this season, Paderborn have scored, but also lost a game. So, if you are looking, if you're a bit nervy about backing the away team around about even money, backing them to win and both teams to score, Hoffenheim could be the way to go. James, have you got a strong opinion on this game?
I'm actually, and it might sound stupid, I'm actually going the other way. I'm actually giving a little bit of hope to Paderborn for this one. Obviously, I mentioned before about mid-table sides or going for that Europa League position, whether they're just starting to tail off a bit and thinking, we're okay, we'll think about next season. And Paderborn's still absolutely desperately, trying to fight for survival. I just think there was a little bit of grit I've seen in Paderborn in that last game. And I don't think you can look at really form stats, really, these two, because they're both as bad as each other. And I just think, just coming back off the break, maybe rustiness is still in there a little bit. I'd just give a little squeak of a hope that Paderborn could get something. Maybe a double chance would be the market to go in for this one for me.
Okay, well, they definitely score enough goals, I think, to give those that want to get with the outsiders a chance. It's just whether they can defend well enough, I suppose. And in terms of defending well enough, Eintracht Frankfurt are definitely going to have to defend better than they did last week to get anything from their trip to Bayern Munich, the 5:30 game in Germany this weekend. Bayern Munich are going to be very short, Jason. Just how short are they? And how do you sort of get any value out of this game?
Yeah, Bayern 1-8, the draw 15-2, and Frankfurt 14-1. And like you said last week, Frankfurt, they're asleep that first 10 minutes and it cost them big time against Gladbach. If they do likewise here, then that'll free up our Saturday evening. We can get on with the rest of it from 6 o'clock onwards. We need Frankfurt to...
What else are you going to do? Jason, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. good question.
You're going to the living room?
Been good.
Are you going to go to the living room or the kitchen or... the bathroom, there's not much else to do. So, go on. I took you away from making
Yeah, no,
your
there was a good tweet a while back. It was being in Love Island, getting dressed upstairs, and then you go downstairs, and you're like, I might pull away for a chat,
The people are definitely better looking in Love Island than they are in my house, that's for sure. on both sexes.
Good save. Stop digging. No, definitely. If you're looking for a bet on the value in this game, I think it's Bayern to nil, just because of the way they dominate possession. Just Frankfurt don't look like they have much of a threat going forward from what I've seen. And, you know, Bayern don't give up many chances. You know, they're pretty solid at the back. Manuel Neuer's probably back to, you know, somewhere near his best form in recent times as well. So Bayern to win to nil is 11-10. If you're looking for a bit of an outright bet, Frankfurt are 40-1 for relegation. And I think there is some value in the relegation market this year. And the reason being, if you look at the second division, Bundesliga 2, it's likely that it's going to be Stuttgart or Hamburg that are going to be in the relegation playoff against whoever finishes 16th in Bundesliga 1. Now, normally the team finishing 16th in Bundesliga 1 is decent odds on in the playoff to win it. But I think that's going to change. If it's a Hamburg or a Stuttgart, I can see it being a lot closer to an even money shot. And therefore, Frankfurt, you know, when teams go on bad runs, they could easily go on a bad run for the next 7 or 8 games if they take a bit of a hiding against Bayern. And if you look at it as well, they still have to play Werder Bremen as well. They've an additional game, but it's against Werder Bremen. Like, in the Bremen were to win that, it puts extra pressure on Frankfurt. So for me, a 40-1, if you wanted a bit of an interest for the next couple of weeks, a team to shout against almost, I think you could have a look at Frankfurt there. But definitely, I think Bayern to nil at odds against 11-10 is a very good bet for this game.
James, you would make a stunning debut appearance if you tipped Eintracht Frankfurt even, and they managed to win. Are you going to tip Eintracht, or are you going to opt for something a little bit more sensible, maybe?
I don't think I'd be allowed back if I tipped Frankfurt, to be quite honest. Yeah, I mean, agree with Jason. Everything's kind of pointing towards Bayern Munich to pick up the win. I mean, the form shows it for them, really. 5 league wins on the spin and beaten in 12 in the Bundesliga. I mean, 11 wins in a draw. I mean, it's an absolutely incredible run for them. It just shows the job that Hansi Flick's done, actually, since he came in temporarily. Now he's got the job for a longer spell. So he's done great to sort of reinvigorate the team. You know, mentioned before about Frankfurt looking over their shoulders, to be quite honest. I mean, 4 league games lost in a row, and they're conceding at a regular rate, which is a bit of a worry for them. So in terms of that aspect, it's all buy-in. I think the bet I'd be going for, though, is Robert Lewandowski to score any time. Around 6-4, I thought, is a fantastic price for him, really. I mean, he's the leading goal scorer in the division. He's got 26. He's well ahead of anyone else there, 5 goals ahead of Timo Werner of Leipzig. You know, and if you want a player who, which, you know, is pretty much all but certain to score, I think that is a fantastic bet to go for.
In terms of what I'm looking at for this game, I mean, I was just going to play it quite safer and go for Bayern -1 on the handicap in terms of just putting them maybe in the Akers. And we haven't mentioned the fact that Bayern were absolutely humiliated in the reverse fixture here, which basically, I think, changed their whole season. They were beaten 5-1. That meant that Kovac was sacked, Hansi Flick came in, and, you know, the rest, I think, is history in terms of Champions League. They're looking like probably them or Manchester City, looking like the best team at the moment, still left in that competition. If a bit like what I was talking about, the Europa League, if we ever get to finish it, they are just playing brilliantly football at the moment. Not so much against Union last week, but they just about did enough. And it was still a really easy 2-0. It was like they were in first gear, used it as a training ground exercise almost, and I expect them to come on for the run. And, you know, they're going to want to hit, I think, kind of top form for when they travel to Dortmund on Tuesday, a game we'll speak about in a little while. And I don't think that Flick's going to accept the fact that they just just stroll around this game as well. I'm expecting Bayern to put on a bit of a show. They'll be after revenge. They've won by more than one goal in 7 of their last 8 in the Bundesliga, and in 7 of the last 8 games against Eintracht Frankfurt, they've won by more than one goal. In 10 of their last 12 matches against all Bundesliga opponents, they've won by at least 2. So Eintracht Frankfurt really struggle at the Allianz Arena usually. Of course, there's no crowd, but I expect Bayern to get the job done. And I do wonder whether Eintracht may be looking at their midweek game against Freiburg as an opportunity to just steady any kind of fears they've got over relegation. Coming next, we've got the 3 Sunday matches and Der Klassiker.
Paddy Power's 2-up offer has now been extended to the Bundesliga. If the team you back goes 2 goals up, we'll pay you out as a winner straight away. Paddy Power's 2-up. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ bgambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm Mark Langdon. Joining me virtually rather than in the studio at the moment, I've got my colleague James Mason, also from Paddy Power, their odds compiler, Jason Murphy, who's coming up with all kinds of weird and wonderful ways of approaching these matches that have got no crowds. He's looking to take on a lot of the home teams at the moment. Feels that home advantage potentially being overrated in the market. We'll see what he thinks of the first game of the sort of, it's a bonanza, three matches on Sunday. It's Schalke against Augsburg. Jason, your prices please, and this is another home team you're looking to be against?
Yes, spot on, Mark. Schalke 10-11, draw 12-5, and Augsburg 13-5. Now, again, it's not that I'm particularly keen on Augsburg. I mean, they've lost five of their last six now. You know, their new coach was missing there last week after breaking quarantine rules. Both teams are in bad form. If you can, you know, if you don't include the lockdown break, you know, based on the last 10 games, both of these teams would be in the bottom three. And Augsburg do have the second worst away record in the league. But purely based on what we've alluded to already in terms of the home advantage, what I've seen of Schalke last week, I just find it very hard to get involved with Schalke, or even at that price, I wouldn't be happy. So there is actually 4-5 out there on Augsburg plus one, and that's another one I'd be sticking in Miaka.
Okay. James, are you with or against Schalke for this game, which kicks off at 12:30, by the way, and is part of a BT Sport triple header?
Also against Schalke, actually. I had Augsburg down to win this one, which I thought they were a good price, actually, Augsburg, to take on. You know, as Jason was mentioning there, from what we saw of Schalke, or what I saw of Schalke against Dortmund, they were just lacklustre, to be honest. I mean, Dortmund strolled to go into a 2-0 lead. And I just got the feeling watching that game that Dortmund could have just clicked into another gear whenever they wanted. So if Schalke maybe produced anything, which they didn't, Dortmund would have been okay, gone down the other end. And I think they could have scored another day, probably 7 or 8, if they really wanted to go for it. So I just think Schalke, something's not right with them really at the moment. And Augsburg, yes, like we said as well, they're not in great form. They were unlucky, I think, not to get the 3 points against Wolfsburg and actually end up on the losing side. So I just think when you're looking at their price, that they're probably the ones to take on.
Okay. For me, I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals. Not the most exciting way to kick off the Sunday triple header, but Schalke have only scored 2 goals in their last 8 matches, and Augsburg have got no goal in their last 4 away. But they have, in terms of when they've travelled to sort of the bigger teams, if you like, they only lost 2-0 at Leverkusen. They're only beaten 2-0 by Bayern Munich as well. As Jason alluded to, Hrlich, new coach of Augsburg, not a massive fan of him, so I'm not sure whether he'll make that much of a difference. And Arit is out for Schalke, one of their more sort of creative players, so might be a bit of a grind in terms of the opening game. The next match at 2:30, Mainz against Leipzig. Mainz got a good draw last week, 2-2 at Cologne. They were 2-0 down at one stage to kind of ease their relegation fears. Leipzig blew a golden opportunity in terms of them getting right into the title mix with a draw against Freiburg. James, I'll go to you first for this game. Can Leipzig get back to winning ways?
I would suspect so. It was strange to watch them, you know, pass up so many opportunities, I think, in the game last weekend. And maybe that is just, you know, shaking off the cobwebs, a bit of rustiness, but they'll be desperate to get back to winning ways and also stick a few goals in. So I'm probably looking at Leipzig to win, but over 3.5 goals, I'm going to couple up with that one. The fact is, you know, Leipzig, they are usually good in front of goal. I mean, they've scored 63 times in the Bundesliga this season. You know, the third highest scorers in the division. So they are very, very good in front of goal. They've got Timo Werner as well, the Germany international. He's in fantastic form. Mentioned before, only Lewandowski is ahead of him on 26, Werner with 21 to his name. Also interesting to look at is that Leipzig did thump Mainz, didn't they, in the reverse fixture when they won 8-0, which Werner did score a hat-trick in as well. So to be quite honest, I've got a feeling that Leipzig, they will be absolutely desperate to get back in the sort of title chase. I kind of think that maybe they're too far off already, I think, Leipzig, to win the title. But they'll still have those sort of slight aspirations of lifting the trophy. And I have a feeling Mainz, although they did well, you know, to get back from that 2-0 deficit last weekend and get a share of the spoils, they're just a little bit leaky at the back, unfortunately, for Mainz. I mean, 55 goals conceded. Only the dreadful Werder Bremen have conceded more than them. So I think they're going to feel the wrath of Leipzig, I think.
Okay, I agree. I mean, I was just wondering whether... I was thinking about sort of the minus one, and then I'm sort of edging towards just back in Leipzig in a single, really. If you have a look at their record against teams in the bottom half of the table, and Mainz are 15, played 12 matches, Leipzig, they've won 11 of those, and as well as the 8-0 thumping at home against Mainz, you know, that they won 3-0 against Bremen, 3-0 against Dusseldorf, 4-0 against Union Berlin. Yeah, that's the kind of level, I suppose, of opponent maybe that they're up against this time around. So, I mean, I think it's going to be very difficult for Mainz. I mean, Leipzig very wasteful last week, 22 shots to 6, 8 on target to 1, probably should have won the game. I know there was probably, in that, the state of play does play a part, if you like, because they were chasing the game for a large period. But, I mean, they're in the Champions League quarterfinals, and they deserve to be as well. So, should be comfortable enough. Jason, are you looking to take on Leipzig? They must have done you a big favour on Saturday, not winning at very short odds. What were they, about 1-3, 2-7, something like that?
Yeah, no, they definitely, definitely did us a big favour last week, but they definitely would have deserved to win it. They would have went off, I think they could have been as short as 2-7, maybe. It would have been about 4-11 on the machine, so maybe about 2-7 in places. And I think that match itself is actually a textbook match if you wanted to give a presentation on why actual results versus XG results are always worth looking into. Obviously, finished 1-1. The XG finished 1.92 to 0.33. But if you actually look through the game itself, Campbell had a shot in the first half and it was probably 0.1 in XG. But if you look at it from a certain angle, the block that the defender got on it, if he doesn't block it, that shot is going in. The keeper's not getting to it. So that was a goal. If you look at Lukan's miss, that is obvious. But another thing that doesn't show up on XG was Schick actually had a chance about 10 minutes after that where he fails to connect with the ball. I think it's as good a chance as Lukman's, but because he doesn't connect with the ball, it doesn't register on XG. So, you know, the XG result was actually even a bigger gap as well. Leipzig really, really should have won that game last week. And for me, I think, you know, Nagelsmann has got them playing well. They were doing pretty well in the Champions League before the lockdown. Had a couple of draws in the league that, you know, unfortunately has seen them slip a little behind Bayern. But again, with Dortmund and Bayern playing on Tuesday, they dropped points last week, Leipzig. But this is a great opportunity to get back into closer to these two teams in the title race. So for me, if I was looking for a bet, I'd be going with Leipzig to win 2-0. Again, if you look at their defensive record in terms of actual goals conceded, the second best defensive record in the league. And if you look in terms of XG goals against, they actually have the best defensive record in the league. So for me, it was a great result for Mainz last week. You know, Beard's Lozer, the manager, was delighted to come back from 2-0 down. And it actually clicked, the two-up offer. We've extended our two-up offer two Bundesliga matches now as well. So that cost us actually last weekend, but it's a good offer to have in play. So all things considered, like I said, Leipzig to win 2-0 for the reasons I've outlined, that 15-8, I think, is a really good bet.
Your bosses will be delighted you got that concession in, Jason. But in terms of the match odds, they'll be screaming if you don't mention those. So how short are Leipzig?
Yeah, they're 2-5. 5-1 Mainz, 7-2 the draw, and 2-5 Leipzig. And just a really funny thing from last week, I thought the commentator described Kunde's goal as an unbelievable run from midfield. Have you seen the equaliser that Mainz got? He picked it up in midfield, yeah. And he ran in a straight line. He had about 3 touches in a shot, ran by about 4 lads, but he did not. If you compare it to Giggs's goal against Arsenal, and he's gone left and right, and this lad literally runs straight through. I just thought it was funny, but definitely Leipzig to win 2-0, 15-8, I think is a very good bet here.
I mean, in terms of Cologne, I really should have had that game wrapped up at 2-0 up. Defending wasn't great after that, but they wrap up the Sunday triple header, 5:00 kickoff against relegation threatened Fortuna Dusseldorf. Is this the game where the Billy Goats Can kind of right the wrongs of last week. Jason, can we have some odds, please? And also your opinion on the game.
Yeah, Cologne 8-11, the draw 11-4, and Fortuna Dusseldorf 3-1. And yeah, Cologne, it was the first time in 12 years last week that they actually played without the goat. The mascot wasn't allowed in for the game. Like you said, they probably should have won that game against Mainz, being 2-0 up. But for me, Fortuna Dusseldorf, they're actually doing quite well under Uwe Rösler since he came in. Like, their trouble was actually scoring goals, Fortuna Dusseldorf, but since Uwe Rösler took over, they scored in his first 8 matches. Last week was the first time they didn't score under him, but they hit the woodwork twice, and they definitely should have bet Paderborn last week. So for me, looking at the prices again, this is another one I'm going to put into my little lacquer for the weekend. You can get Fortuna Dusseldorf +1 at 10-11. There is even money in places, but in general, about 10-11 +1 Fortuna Dusseldorf, I think, is a good one to put in there.
Okay, I'm going to disagree there. I think that Cologne won 8 of their last 12 matches. It's difficult, I suppose, to know just whether they would have won as many as that if we were playing under these circumstances now. But I was really impressed with them prior to the lockdown. And, you know, I think at 2-0, they should have wrapped the game up and then got a little bit sloppy. So I'm going to go for Marcus Gisdol's men to get back to winning ways. James, you get the deciding vote on this one.
Well, it's a bit of pressure on the shoulders then. I'm probably going to stick with Cologne. I think I'm going to side with you, Mark. I just have a feeling, like you said, I think they were unlucky. They should have put that game to bed against Majdanek Kolonov, really. A 2-0 up. They were cruising, really. And I think it was, you know, that second half, they just let the guard down a little bit. They always say 2-0 is a dangerous score, and that old saying. But they conceded one. And then I watched it. You could see them start to just drop back a little bit and get deeper. And then suddenly Mainz got the equaliser. But yeah, you just feel they've got enough in terms of firepower in the side to do Cologne. I mean, they've got John Cordoba. He was having a good season for them, 10-22. So, you know, he's their top goal scorer. Mark Uth as well scored in that game last weekend. He's got 5-8 for them. I just think if they keep their heads on for this one, that they should be able to get the win. I mentioned that Fortuna don't really score many of the lower scorers in the division. Maybe if you want to boost the price, Cologne to win 2-0.
Okay, well, after the weekend action, they have in Bundesliga what they call an English week, which is a midweek round of fixtures, because I suppose the Premier League and English football famed for just constantly playing, whereas they only have the 18-team league. So they don't have too many of these games where it's a quick turnaround. And there's an absolutely just a real humdinger on Tuesday, Der Klassiker, Borussia Dortmund against Bayern Munich. It's a 5:30 kickoff. So, I mean, not that you'll be doing too much anyway before Jason, but how do you price up this game? And I'm assuming you're going to be watching it. So what's your best bet?
Yeah, so we've Dortmund 12-5, the draw 11-4, and Bayern Munich 10-11. We've kind of been doing weekly Zoom quizzes either on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, but made it quite clear that the quiz will be on Wednesday next week. We're going to be watching this game for sure. Prices actually, I think the market is calling it right, but I think Bayern possibly could go off a bit shorter or should go off a bit shorter. The reason being, you know, at the Allianz, Dortmund's record has been atrocious at Bayern the last couple of seasons, 4-0, 5-0, 6-0 defeats. But at home, with the yellow wall behind them, they've actually, you know, they've bet them 3-2 there last season. So I think that's a massive factor. The home advantage, I think, is going to affect Dortmund more so than some other teams. And so for that reason, I probably think Bayern might be a bet if that 10-11 holds or if they were to go a bit bigger. But in terms of the title race, prices at the moment, we have Bayern Munich, we're kind of ducking them. We have them at about 1-6. We're best priced in Dortmund at 5-1, Leipzig 25, and then the outsiders, Borussia Mönchengladbach 66s, and Leverkusen 250-1. The reason being, we just think Bayern Munich are just going to, you know, steamroll most teams for the rest of the season and won't be caught. So this really is a massive game. Dortmund have to win it, but I don't think they will. It should be great though. And Dortmund, since signing Haaland as well, it's brought him to another level. And you'll probably reference it yourself. Like, we know when Hansi Flick took over Bayern, you know, they did beat Dortmund 4-0 there at the start of his reign, and that was a massive result. So, look, it's just going to be a blockbuster of a game, and it's something to really look forward to, and better than any quiz.
Yeah, James, better than any quiz, says Jace. I mean, I'm a bit bored of the quizzes now then, so I've got a bit of quiz fatigue. Have you got a fancy for this game?
I find it hard to pick out a winner from them. I understand the buying perspective, but then Dortmund are more than capable of, you know, picking up the win. I'd probably be looking at goals, to be honest, between these two sides, over 3.5 even. You know, they're both scoring for fun. The first and second top scorers in the division. They've got informed players as well, Lewandowski, Braut Erling Haaland, 13 and 12 it is for Haaland in all comps for Dortmund. 41 this season as well with his spell at Salzburg in the first half of the campaign. So, you know, they've got quality. I'm just kind of wondering, obviously, how the results go at the weekend, but then on team selections as well for both of these, because Jadon Sancho only came on as a sub last weekend. Will he play in the game for Dortmund this weekend coming up? Will he be saved for this midweek game? It'll be really interesting to see. And will any of their injured players come back? I mean, Emre Can, Axel Witsel didn't play against Schalke. Marco Reus didn't play either. Mahmoud Dahoud came in and played well, but there's, you know, reports that he's maybe picked up a little tweak. So I just think it's all about the personnel that's on the pitch really for Dortmund and what options they've got.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for Bayern Munich. It's just the lack of atmosphere, I think, is going to play a part in this game. I think it's a completely different match if Bayern are going there for a nighttime kickoff and, you know, there's 80,000, it's absolutely jumping, to just playing, you know, a normal game. And I think that there is a class difference between the two teams. And I'm looking particularly defensively. I just wonder if Piszczek, Hummels and Akanji are capable of dealing with what Bayern are going to throw at them, with Gnabry and Lewandowski, and if it's Kingsley Coman or, you know, whoever else, Thomas Muller, and the other options they've got. And I just feel more confident and comfortable that Bayern can deal with Sancho and Haaland, and that they're both fantastic players. But I just feel like they're better suited to kind of nullifying that threat than what Dortmund are. So I can see Bayern Munich winning that game. And I think one last factor in this game is that, assuming both win at the weekend, Dortmund really have to, you know, they're going to have to win this game against Bayern to stand any chance in the title race. Because, you know, if it's still at four after Bayern have gone to Dortmund, then I don't see there being much of a title race. So the pressure is going to be on Borussia Dortmund to win. And if they have to kind of over push a little bit, that could really play into the hands of Bayern Munich as well. So that's something to look forward to on Tuesday. And there is a full round on Tuesday and Wednesday. Hopefully, we can get a few quid from the Naps.
Greetings, lifelong Bundesliga fans. We're giving money back as cash on all markets if Dortmund beat Wolfsburg on Saturday. Ja, Samstag. Terms and conditions apply. 18+, bgamblerware.org.
Right, okay, gents, it's time for your best bets of the weekend. As it's your first time up, James, I'm going to go to you first. What's your best bet in the Bundesliga for the Saturday and Sunday matches?
Well, I'm going to pick Dortmund to win and Haaland to score first, I think, for the Saturday matches is the best bet. And then Sunday, I'm going to switch to the Leipzig game, and I'm going to go Leipzig to win and over 3.5 goals in that one.
Okay, well, in terms of the Nap, I'm going to give you the Dortmund one, because I may have some breaking news on the Sunday one. Jason, what about you? What's your Nap for this weekend?
Yeah, so in terms of Akers, just to say the plus one, if you wanted to lay a few of the home teams, you could go Bremen plus one, Augsburg plus one, and Fortuna plus one, and that would pay at about 9-2. You could throw in Leverkusen plus one if you wanted to go with the four-team Akka, and that would bring it up to about 8-1. So that's something I'd be having a nibble at. I was going to put up as my Nap, I was going to put up Dortmund to win, but obviously James has got in there first, which is fair enough. So let me have a think about it, and I'll come back to it, because we'll definitely do up an enhanced Nap Akka special for the weekend. Okay. So we'll definitely put Dortmund to win in as one anyways.
Okay, well, we'll do Dortmund to win, because that you both use fancy that. We'll go for Leipzig to win and over 2.5 goals. We'll play it a little bit safer. And then that way we're incorporating what Jason and James are both saying, if that's okay with you two. And then I'm going to go in the 12:30 Sunday game, under 2.5 goals in the Schalke versus Augsburg match. Schalke have only got 2 goals in their last 8 games. Augsburg, very, very powder puff away from home. No goal in their last 4 away matches. So the Racing Postcast sort of treble, if you like, for this weekend. It's a kind of mix of views that we're going to go for, but hopefully it will come out as a winner. We're going for Dortmund to win away at Wolfsburg. We're going for under 2.5 goals in Schalke against Augsburg. And then we're going for Leipzig to win and over 2.5 goals against Mainz. Is that okay, Jason, to enhance on the Paddy Power website?
Yeah, that's perfect. We'll definitely put that up and you'll get your best price on it there, 100%.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time, gentlemen. Good, strong debut. James, you can come back again in the future. All that is left for me to say is to enjoy your weekend. If you are having a bet, make sure you do so responsibly. And for more information on that, visit begambleaware.org. Until next time, thank you.
It's Dortmund versus Bayern on Tuesday. Yeah, Dienstag. And we're giving money back as cash on all markets if Bayern win. Yeah, all markets. Terms and conditions apply. 18+, begambleaware.org.